Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. I have had several friends say to me lately, "Oh, it's hell getting old." And they're referring to everything from creaky knees to memory lapses. And I've thought a lot about this as I approach 68. But the thing is, I don't think it has to be. And studies have shown that what we say to ourselves has a direct impact on our bodies and how our bodies react. And if we think we can't do something, we probably won't be able to do it. But the fact is that no matter where you are and what condition you're in, change for the better is almost always possible. And I have a guest today who is the living embodiment of that sentiment. But first, the woman who helped her make that change, she calls it aging in reverse. My guest is Susan Falloon. I am so thrilled to have you here. She is a certified primal health coach, a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, a certified personal trainer, and life coach. And boy, is she good at what she does. Also with me is one of her star clients, Juanita Taylor. Hi, Susan, Juanita. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you for having
Thank
me.
you.
So, Susan, I know how brilliant you are, and I was aware of the condition that Juanita was in prior to working with you. So, Juanita, I'm going to start with you. You're 71, and we had discussed your aging concerns, and you listened to the Senior Talk episode that Susan did previously, which, if you want to hear that, it's available in podcast form on WVOMFM.com, VOMFM.com. People talk about getting healthy and making changes. We all talk about it and we make New Year's resolutions, but you actually did it. So what made you take that action step and reach out to Susan?
Well, I think after listening to the show, Susan really made it seem possible that change could happen. And I had some pretty significant neuropathy and was taking nine medications at the time. I was tired all the time. I just didn't have any energy. I didn't feel like myself at all. And when I first got a chance to speak with her in person, she made it really sink home that this is done with baby steps. We're not going to do it all at once. We are going to do some testing. We are going to look at what's happening, what you put in your body makes your body how to feel. And one thing that resonated with me, she told me early on, probably 13 months ago, was an acronym that stands for diet, rest, exercise, stress, and supplementation. And she said, "Is the stress you're experiencing worth dying for?" And right then I knew that I could make a change, that I was worth it to make the change.
And the changes were significant. Susan, when you first met Juanita, what was the first step when she contacted you? What do you do first?
Well, I mean, we sat down. I think we actually talked for a few hours that day because when I start talking about this stuff, I get very enthusiastic. And I think at that point, she was still a little bit skeptical because it is overwhelming. And I think that's why people don't start. So we started with a few functional lab tests. So, as a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, what I do is I have access to these tests, most of which can be completed at home, and then you send the sample off. And then I analyze the tests and I look for patterns within the body. So I'm not looking to diagnose or treat anything specifically, which is what a conventional doctor would do. But I'm looking for, all right, we're seeing this pattern here. We're seeing it again here. One of the biggest patterns that we saw with some of Juanita's testing were issues that were showing poor gut health, gut permeability, or what we hear about as leaky gut. And as Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said more than 2,000 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. And I really believe that's true. And so much of what was going on with her physically and mentally was starting in the gut. So once we started seeing some of those results and we started talking about them, then we started putting together protocols to start to address them. And I'm not ever telling somebody to stop taking a medication or to start taking something. It's entirely their choice to do this. But when you start making changes in your diet, changes in your routine, such as getting better sleep, drinking more water, starting to move your body a little bit more, then your body starts to heal itself. And that's what started happening with Juanita. And it wasn't like she just made all of these changes on day one. We've had to work on it. We've really had to work on, back in the beginning, getting adequate water in. We had to work on getting enough fiber in because we need to be moving things through our body so that our body's naturally detoxifying. So as she started doing those things and eating more nutrients, all of a sudden she didn't need insulin anymore, for example. And we've talked about this, and I'm pretty sure she's okay with me sharing this, but Juanita was taking insulin 3 times a day. She hasn't needed it since June 1st, right, Juanita? Yeah, so to me, that was pretty exciting. And so it's sort of continued like this. And so slowly, I've always suggested to her that, get your labs, the tests that I don't do, get those tests with your doctor, talk to your doctor about whether or not, it's a good idea for you to stop taking a certain medication. I'm never going to recommend doing that. That's not what we do. But again, as your body starts to fix what's going on, you no longer need those things.
The changes that you recommend as far as eating, I know that you recommend cutting out processed food, which can be challenging in and of itself. And Juanita, I know that you did love your white flour and American cheese. So how you made those differences, not easy, but how did that make you feel as you started to go down that road of really doing more of the healthier options?
I think it was incredibly difficult when Susan suggested, let's stop the processed food. And when she explained some of the things that were in it, it scares the lights right out of you. And so because I think we've become dependent upon processed foods and not doing whole foods and looking for organic foods. And so she said, let's start small, just eliminate the processed foods and keep a record of what you're eating. And it was surprising when you think you were eating healthy, but you really were not.
Yeah, I do. I like to research ingredients, and I've shared this a number of times with Juanita. And once you start hearing about all of the things, take, for example, artificial colors and artificial sweeteners. There is a lot of research out there that those things are linked to cancer. So why would we do that? But as a general rule, because you can get into a grocery store and you can be in there for hours and hours, if it has more than 5 ingredients, it's probably not great. If it has artificial anything, flavors, preservatives, sweeteners, colors, that's not a good idea. And if there are things that you can't pronounce, then it's probably not a good idea.
That's true. And when they say natural flavors, you have no idea what that means because they're not required to tell you what that actually means. It could be anything. And just because something is natural doesn't mean it's good for you.
Right. And read the back, because there will be a lot of claims on the front of the package. But when you look at the back and you look at the actual ingredients, it's not always as good as it seems.
I think I've always been a label reader because I was always on some sort of diet. And the hardest thing is when they say, oh, it's got 45 calories. And so you eat the entire thing. And that meant per serving. And there's 6 servings. It's very upsetting. So you have to read the labels and know and understand. We're also going to talk about fitness. When we come back, the changes that have been made in fitness, because you are a personal trainer, the changes made in fitness and how this all works together. Let's talk about that. We'll be back with more from Juanita and Susan Fulon right after this. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. And Susan, you like to refer to this as aging in reverse. Explain that to me.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at Juanita, for example, even though it was a little bit of a process, if you look at pictures of her before we started working together and now, she actually looks younger. And that started from the inside. I mean, she's stronger. She's gaining muscle. We started slowly incorporating movement into her routine. And it didn't start with, I think people get intimidated. Oh, I got to exercise. That doesn't mean you need to spend 2 hours in the gym. That means starting to move your body, even if it's a slow walk for 10 or 15 minutes a day, and building up. I put together some simple weight routines that she could do. Now she's doing some boxing and barbells in a class and loving it. But in addition to being stronger and gaining some muscle, she's more alert. She doesn't have that, that feeling of cognitive decline. She's more mentally focused. She's more active, obviously more energy. And if you look at her, and I know that she's actually told me a number of people have commented that she's glowing. She just like she looks younger. She literally looks younger. But then we're also, from within, when we're reversing chronic disease and symptoms, we're actually literally slowing down the aging process.
Everybody, well, all medical people really tout the benefits of exercise. But that's not just them trying to get you healthy for cardiovascular health and strengthening your heart. Exercise changes everything. So, brain health, gut health, talk to me about that. And also, as you said, you don't need 2 hours in the gym, but if someone's listening, it feels daunting when you're starting. It just feels like there's so much. I'll never learn it all. I'll never be able to do it all. So they don't do anything. So I know that you baby stepped Juanita, that you said, and it's been over a year. How does that play into what you do and make and breaking it down so that it's manageable and someone can actually go from not moving at all to taking a boxing class? That's a lot to unpack, I know, Susan, but
Oh, okay, that one was for me. Okay.
that's for you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see the benefits of exercise. I mean, as she started to walk, she started to feel better because you're actually moving your body. It's good, to get that circulation going. It improves your sleep. It starts to regulate your blood sugar. So, we started to see between the dietary changes with Juanita and the exercise that her blood sugar started regulating. And she was monitoring this. So this isn't something that, we were guessing at. She had the monitoring to prove it. It started enhancing her flexibility and balance. She was having some issues with neuropathy, like she mentioned. It's not completely, we haven't cured it. But her balance is better, her movement is better, aids in weight management, in addition to all of the other things, even though it wasn't one of our primary goals. Juanita's lost, I don't know, we're counting. I know it's over 20 pounds, but definitely probably closer to 30 by now, I think. That was an added bonus. She's improved her heart health, she's improved her cholesterol and her blood pressure. So as she started to see these little improvements, I think she got encouraged, she got excited, it started to reduce her stress and anxiety. Her mood got better, her cognitive function got better. That's a benefit of exercise. Her energy, it promotes better self-esteem. I know she definitely has better self-esteem. So, I mean, those are just crazy things. And then the long-term benefits increases longevity and supporting that mental health and then just building those healthy habits. So once you have gone through all of these steps, like she's done the work, and it hasn't been easy. And, we've definitely had to work through some challenges, but she's done that work. She's built this new lifestyle. She's not just going to stop. And I think that's sometimes what people do. They have a specific goal, whether it's weight loss or getting into a certain size pants. That wasn't her goal. And so when you see all of these improvements and you have bigger goals, it's not just a number on a scale. You have built something sustainable that's going to carry you through the rest of your life.
Juanita, what are you feeling as you've gone through this, and how hard was it in the beginning to how hard it is now? Do you feel like you have it down now?
I don't know that you ever have it completely down, but I felt really fortunate that Susan was a personal trainer because you can hurt yourself if you're not doing the exercises or the weights correctly. And she started me. She said, "Okay, let's just do a 5-minute walk every day. Get up away from your desk and walk 5 minutes. Let's start there." And then she introduced a few more, and you don't remember all the exercises, at least I didn't initially. So she would write them all out for me step by step and then go over them with me so I was doing them properly. And so I felt really blessed by that because as she said, the more I did, the more I wanted to do. And then when I started doing boxing and barbells and power half hour, I just recently completed a woman's self-defense course that a year ago I never would have been able to do. I mean, you had to get on the floor and kick and jump up and down. And when I first started boxing and barbells, I couldn't get off the mat, not without someone helping the old lady up. Well, they don't have to help me now, 8 months later. So, and that really comes from Susan's encouragement and continued support, because I couldn't have done it by myself.
The fact that it is the baby steps, I think that does encourage you to keep going. Susan, you're not telling people go out, join the gym, do all this, start with your weights, don't eat any white bread anymore. You really did break it down for her to make it easy and just little bite-sized nuggets that accumulate over time.
Yeah, and I think kind of the ongoing testing and maybe not doing all of that on day one, because I think that can be overwhelming as well. But, you know, we followed up with another test, a wheat zoomer, to show what eating the white flour, the wheat, the gluten was actually doing to her body. And it was putting her body into so much inflammation and causing so much distress that it was the equivalent of a full-blown allergy, even though it technically wasn't considered an allergy. It's a non-celiac gluten sensitivity. But that was just one other thing that was contributing to her gut permeability or leaky gut. And so, you know, once we started adding things and then she started seeing more benefits to what she was doing, and then she was eager for more. Okay, well, what else can we look for? You know, what else can we try? What else can we do? Because I'm feeling great, but I want to feel even better and I want to accomplish more. And, you know, her enthusiasm is crazy infectious. I mean, she inspires me every day.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about advice that Susan and Juanita could have for you if you're feeling like, I want to do this, but ooh, it's a little scary. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. Susan, how do people find you if someone's listening and they're really interested in getting the benefits that Juanita has gotten from working with you? How do they reach out to you?
Yeah, I would say visit my website. It is www.purposelifecoach.com. Or they can give me a call or text me at 207-949-3917.
Say that one more time.
207-949-3917.
So if someone's listening, and I have a friend who says, oh, I'm getting older and I'm not strong and I can't do this anymore, which I clearly, Juanita, can say is not true. What would you just say to someone who is listening, who really wants that? What's your advice? If they're not even walking yet, they're not doing little intentional walks. So, Susan, what do you think they should do?
First of all, it's absolutely not true. And quite often a doctor will say, well, this is just a natural part of aging. And I'll say, no, it's not. It may be common, but it's not normal. And then I would say, just start doing small things. Like I said, you know, you don't have to run a marathon on day one, but start to move your body, because mobility is so important as we age. And we also tend to lose muscle too. So just keeping your body moving, eating plenty of protein, because I think as we get older, it's a little bit harder to digest and people don't necessarily eat enough of that. And our muscles do start to decline. Incorporate some weights, and you don't have to be lifting those heavy barbells, but you can start slowly and you can work your way up. And it does not matter how old you are. You are never too old to start.
People could use a soup can. I mean, they don't have to go out and buy equipment, just do something. Do you recommend they get some help, though? Either talk to their doctor about getting some physical therapy so they can be trained, or coming to you so that they don't hurt themselves? You know, everybody tries to be a weekend warrior.
Yeah, and I do think it's important, because you don't want to injure yourself. And poor form is something that can really be an issue. And so Juanita and I worked on that a bit, too, because there were just some positions, you know, and you don't want to start with too much weight. It's better to start with very low weight or nothing at all. Master your form first, because you don't want to cause injury, but also you want to get the maximum benefit out of, you know, if you're going to be putting in the effort, you want to get the maximum benefit out of it as well. But you can go to a gym. I don't do, you know, training in a gym like a typical personal trainer. When I'm working with somebody on a health coach program, I will put together simple programs for them to take and do on their own, and I will show them the form. But you could certainly go to a gym and work with a personal trainer or take a class or something like that, or work with a physical therapist.
Juanita, we just have a couple of minutes left, but what would you just say to someone who either thinks it's too late or they can't do it or they're too far gone, you at 71, and how you've completely turned around your life? What would you say to that person?
All I can say is invest in yourself. You're never too old to make a difference, but real change takes real commitment. And you have to believe what you're doing is for the long haul. Like Susan said, you're not going to run a marathon on day one. I couldn't run one now, but I sure as heck could box my way out of a problem. And so I couldn't have done that a year ago. And you just have to believe what you're doing is for the betterment of yourself. And I do. I will never stop this because I'm sure I'm just going to get stronger and stronger as I go on.
Were you surprised as you got stronger and you were able to do things in your classes and you were able to eat in the way that Susan has recommended and cutting out a lot of the things that you used to love? Were you surprised at the difference in how you felt?
Oh, absolutely.
How strong you got?
Absolutely. And the things that I can accomplish at the gym now that I never, 2 weeks ago, I actually did jumping jacks. I haven't done jumping jacks in 40 years because for the last 8 or 9 years, I didn't know where my feet were. Well, the trainer made a beeline for me and came over and gave me a great big hug and said, "I am so proud of you." They weren't very pretty, but you did them.
Well,
have to keep on.
And I think that's interesting because you do have pretty significant neuropathy, as you've said, but you're still gaining balance and you're still able to do things because your muscles are getting stronger. So there are workarounds to conditions. Mm-hmm. We are just about out of time. Susan, give your website and phone number again one more time for me.
PurposeLifeCoach.com.
PurposeLifeCoach.com.
Or my phone is 207-949-3917.
Any final words? We've got like 30 seconds left. Either one of you?
I think, you know, like Juanita said, it's an investment. It doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take some time. And yes, it does take some money. But I think ultimately it's worth it. And when you're not making time for you and your health, later, you might be forced to make time for an illness or an injury.
Well, and as they say, it's about the journey, not the destination. So,
exactly.
And my advice would be call Susan.
Call Susan. And there you have it.
Just call her.
Thank you.
Just have a conversation.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan Falloon, Juanita Taylor. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk.